From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, May 3rd, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Village Board has decided to temporarily restrict parking to one side of Lower Main Street for 30 days due to safety reasons. Village President Vincent Seeley said the area becomes congested with heavy traffic and pedestrians during the warmer months and is a hazard. When the street is filled with parking on both sides, only one car can get through at a time, he said. Following the initial trial period, an additional 30-day order will move parking to the opposite side of the street. Catskill Police Chief Dave Darling will have officers monitor the area and install temporary radar speed signs to reduce speeding as well. The board cannot make a permanent change in the parking rules without passing a law and conducting a public hearing, hence the temporary order. Signs will be placed along the street and residents will be notified by a letter, Seeley said. Trustee Heather Bagshaw said, and I quote, "This is something we have talked about before. I say we move forward and make it permanent," end quote. The board will take comments from the public on the parking restrictions at its next meeting. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman is reporting that country music artist Travis Tritt will be the headline performer at the Columbia County Fair in September. Tritt will perform one show on September the 3rd on the main stage. Tritt is a two-time Grammy winner and the recipient of four Country Music Association Awards. The 177th Annual Columbia County Fair runs from August 30th through September the 4th at the County Fairgrounds in Chatham. The fair is presented by the Columbia County Agricultural Society. Questar 3 BOCES is reporting its 22 component school districts on April the 25th unanimously approved the board's $6.1 million administrative budget for the 2017-18 school year. The 22 component school boards also voted to fill four Board of Cooperative Educational Services seats. Incumbent members Joseph Garland of Coxsackie Athens School District, John Hill, Hoosick Valley, and Marilyn Noonan of Catskill were unanimously reelected to three-year terms beginning July the 1st. Mary Keeler Daly, representing the Hudson Schools, was also unanimously elected to a three-year term beginning July the 1st. She will replace James Keegan on the board. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that a new poll suggests 50% of the voters in the 19th Congressional District support the current Affordable Care Act health care plan, and only 33% prefer the proposed American Health Care Act replacement bill currently being considered in Washington, D.C. The poll was conducted by Public Policy Polling and commissioned by the Planned Parenthood Action Fund. Local Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, said he would have voted for a previous version of the AHCA and said on May 1st that he would be agreeable to voting for the newest version of the Republican bill even before the Congressional Budget Office is able to assess fiscal and social impacts of the new version of the bill. The poll says that 52% of local voters oppose the AHCA. A March Quinnipiac poll said that 56% of voters across the country disapproved of the Republican health care plan, and a March Siena College poll showed that 56% of the registered voters in New York opposed the passage of the AHCA. The PPP poll also found that 62% of the 19th district voters opposed defunding Planned Parenthood. You can read that poll story at Capital Confidential. Nick Reiserman reports in Spectrum News that U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said on Monday, May the 1st, she is, and I quote, "focused entirely," end quote, on running for re-election in 2018 and not thinking about running for president in 2020. She said at Fort Drum, and I quote, "Well, I'm dedicated to serving our state as our senator, and I'm running for re-election so I can continue to be their senator. I'm focused entirely on running for Senate, so yes, I'm ruling it out," end quote. On May 1st, the New York Times listed Gillibrand among Democrat possibilities to challenge Donald Trump in 2020. Gillibrand won her Senate seat by 72% in 2012, and no Republican has filed to run against her yet. You can read the full story in the Spectrum News. The National Weather Service in Albany ranks 2017 as one of the warmest Aprils on record. In Glen Falls, it was the warmest ever, an average of 50.1 degrees, much higher than the 44.6 average since 1949. In Poughkeepsie, Only the April 2010 topped this year's 53-degree average. In Albany, a 53-degree average last month was good for fourth on the all-time warmest April's list that dates back to 1820. John Burdick reports in Hudson Valley One that Colony opens in Woodstock this month in the former Colony Cafe space on Rock City Road. New owner Neil Howard has expansive plans for the concert venue and restaurant in the building that opened in 1929. The space will also host Sunday play readings, children's shows on weekends, and salsa and swing dancing. You can read that full story in Hudson Valley One. Luke Stoddard Nathan reports in the Alt that the state's leading economic development agency, Empire State Development, spent more than $75,000 promoting its own tweets since October. The weekly newspaper obtained the records under a state Freedom of Information Law request. State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli has been wary of the state's advertising campaigns. The controller wrote earlier this year, and I quote, ESD has not quantified what it expects to achieve from its advertising efforts, except in the broadest terms, like increasing tourism or creating jobs, end quote. But an Albany advertising executive did not notice anything wrong with spending $75,000 to promote tweets. Lisa Barone, an executive with Overit Media, said, and I quote, allocating $75,000 of their online advertising budget to Twitter advertising doesn't appear out of proportion or misplaced. No one would balk at that number if it was a traditional media buy, end quote. You can read that full story in the Alt. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 55 degrees. But Wednesday night, a patchy frost after 2 a.m. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a frost advisory for the region from 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. on Thursday. Otherwise, it will be clear with a low around 35 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, patchy frost before 8 a.m., otherwise increasing clouds with a high near 62 degrees. Thursday night, showers are likely. It will be cloudy around 44 degrees. And on Friday, rain is predicted with the temperature high near 58 degrees. For Friday night, showers are likely, cloudy with a low around 51. Sunrise today was at 5:46 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:57 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the third day of May 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.